Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Nazir, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So reminding ourselves what we learned in Mishnah Aleph, if someone says Hareini Nazir, that means he's a Nazir for 30 days, he's supposed to shave his hair on day number 31. Bidi Eved, if he did it on the 30th day, we say a little bit of the day is like the complete day, and he's Yaitza. But if he says, Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yaim, he spells it out, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, then he has to. Even Bidiyavit, it's only good if he does it to Galachas in day number 31. If he does it in day number 30, it's not good. Now in our Mishnah we learn as follows. We begin Mishnah Beis. Misha Nazar Shtei Naziris. This person was Mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir twice. 30 days to do the Tiklachas, the shaving, the Karbonis, and then to count another 30 days, and again, to do what has to be done when a Nazir finishes his Naziris. So Zakta Mishnah, Megalecha said, Ashayne should do the Seder, the Teglachas, when he finishes his first Naziris, Yoim Shloishim Ve'echad, on day number 31, after a complete 30 days for his first Naziris. Vesashnia, when is he going to be doing the Teglachas, the shaving, and the bringing of the Karbanis for his second Naziris? Well, it'll have to be Yoim Shishim Ve'echad on the 61st day. Okay, so let's check our calendar here. 30 days for the first Naziris. Day number 31, he does the Teglachas, he brings the Karbanis. But on day number 31, he can also start his second Naziris. That's the reason that at the end of the second set of 30 days, it's going to be a complete 60 days. And on day number 61, which is the 31st day after the second Naziris, he has the green light to do the Teglachas. Again, Teglachas means he shaves and brings the Karbanis. If he jumped the gun a little bit, if he did it too quickly, Vigilach, and he shaved Harashoina, Naziris number 1, Yoim Shloishim on day number 30, which be the Eved Yer Yaitza. So then, Megaleach, it's possible for him to do the Teglachas, Hashnia for his second Naziris, Yoim Shishim on day number 60. See, if he did it a day early, which wasn't Lechatrila, but be the Eved Yer Yaitza, if he did the first Naziris a day early, and he did the Teglachas on day number 30, so he can start the new Naziris on that day, day number 30. So day number 30 is both the last day of his first Naziris and the first day of his second Naziris. So when would the second Naziris, the second group of 30 days, be over? Day number 59. And on day number 60, that would be the 31st day of that Naziris. Now, Ve'im Gilach, if he made the mistake with the second Naziris, same mistake he did by the first, he did a little bit early. And let's say he did the Teglachas for his second Naziris, Yoim Shishim Chaser Echad, 60 minus 1, in other words, 59, on the 59th day. So Yatzi's also Yatzi B'di'evet. Just like he was Yatzi the first Naziris by doing it a day early B'di'evet on day number 30. And day number 30 was the first day of the new Naziris. So day number 59 is really the 30th day of the new Naziris, where B'di'evet you're also Yatzi. Vezu Eidus Heyed Rebbe Papis, he said Eidus before the Chachamim, that he heard from his Rebbeim that this is the Halacha, and they were Mekabel from him. So again, Vizu Eidus, Heyet Rav Papis said Eidus, Al Misha Nazar Shtei Naziris, a person who was Mekabel to Naziris, Shem Gilach, if he shaved, Harashayna, the first Naziris, L'Shloishim, to 30, instead of 31, where B'di'evet is Yaitza, so Megaleach, Es Hashnia, L'chadchila, he should have a full 30 days for the second one. He didn't let a full 30 days for the first, at least L'chadchila have a full 30 days for the second one. So L'chadchila Megaleach Es Hashni, he should shave the second Naziris, Yom Shishim, on the 60th day. But here too, if he made the same mistake with the second one that he did with the first one, Vim Gilach, if he shaved L'yom Shishim Chaser Echad, day number 59, Yatzi his Yatzi. Because what happened is, with the first Naziris, he finishes day number 30. He does the early Teglachas, and day number 30 will say, okay, you did it already. Day number 30 counts for a whole day. Then he starts the new Naziris on day number 30. So it turns out, Sheyoyim Shloishim, that day number 30, Oilolim and Aminyan. That counts for the first day of the new Naziris. It's the last day of the first Naziris, and it's the first day of the new Naziris. That's the reason that Bidi Evet, If he shaves on day number 59, which is the 30th day now of his new Nazirus, because he started a day early, he is Yaitza. Okay, so chazring over Mishnah Beis. Someone who took upon himself two terms of Nazirus. Now, he didn't specify an amount of days. Remember, if you specify an amount of days, you don't have this luxury of being Yaitza B'dieved on day number 30. If you say two terms of 30 days, it has to be complete 30 days. But he didn't. He sits down, he's a Nazir. So lichatchila, he should do his first term of Naziris for 30 days and be Megaleach day number 31. Then start another 30 days, and he's Megaleach on what would be day 61 from the beginning. But if he did the Teglachas Bidi Eved of the first Naziris on day number 30, on that day he starts his new Naziris, at least the second time he should have a full 30 days, lichatchila, and do the Teglachas on day number 60. But here too, if he does it a day early, which would be day number 59, but the Eved is Yaitza, being that day 30 of the first Naziris was both the last day of the first Naziris and the first day of the new Naziris, so day number 59 from the beginning is really the 60th day, where Bidi Eved, he would be Yaitza, because it's the 30th day of his second Naziris. Mishnah concluded by telling us that Rav Pappas Taka said this Eidus in front of the Rabbanim, that Bidi Eved, it could be that the day number 30 counts for the last day of the first Naziris and the first day of the second Naziris.